Pennington from the Archives of American Art, together with Herb Collins from the Museum of American History, interviewing Mr. Sidney E. King today in Caroline County, Virginia, on his life and art as a record for our files. Where were you born, Mr. King?
I was born in Jamaica Plain, Boston, Mass. I moved, the family moved from there to South Boston to Dorchester, and that's where I grew up, in Dorchester. While I was in grammar school, I received a scholarship to study at the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston, and was very fortunate to have that, to take advantage of that. And Saturdays, weekends, I would go to the museum and work in the cast exhibition area at the Museum of Fine Arts. And while I was there, John Singer Sargent, I met up with him on a few occasions, and he gave a few suggestions for my work, but his criticism was chiefly practice, of course, from the cast, which was one of the stepping stones in the profession. Practice, of course, is a universal word, and he used that emphatically, that the instructions were only half the game. The practice was the other portion of the work.
This was when Sargent was working on the murals for the Boston Library.
He had completed them for the Boston Public Library, those murals. And I also saw quite a bit of his work, and I got to sort of idolize the man. And I had a great ambition to become a mural painter. And in late years, of course, I realized this ambition. But at that time, of course, that was 1928 and 1929, things were very serious. The Big Depression hit there, and I had a studio at that time. I set up a studio in Fayette District, the Bohemian District of Boston, and was able to eke out a fairly good living. I was making around $200 a week. Wasn't bad, but Boston, of course, is a center of educational, such as art, especially art. And there was 200 artists looking for that one job that was available. That was the percentage. And a lot of them came to the studio there with their portfolios, and it was something that got very close to me, because I was in the same position before that time, searching for work, and I broke my heart and wore out several pairs of shoes walking the streets looking for a job before then, and I finally was able to get a position with the Open Road Pioneer magazine for boys, and I was eventually able to do story illustrations, cover designs, and advertising, along with the Raymond Whitcomb travel agency, and I was doing these large window displays for travel. But the Depression became more intense, and of course my savings that I had at the time in the bank just went down and out the pipe. And I had salvaged about $600 out of my savings. And a friend of mine who had been to the studio on a number of occasions invited me to go traveling with him throughout the United States. And I took it, rather facetiously at the time. I didn't consider it seriously, but the more I thought of it, the more I was inclined to believe that maybe this would be all right, that I did want to see some of our wonderful country. And so we took off on a Model T